We're in second grade now, though.
Yeah.
That's the update.
Second graders.
What, Miss Myatt?
Miss Stapleford?
Miss Myatt, I told her she'd never get a husband because she had coffee breath.
Miss Stapleford made us do the times test, and if we did all 12, we got a giant baked cookie that she made for us. They were bomb.
My story's better. Welcome to Don't Mess. I'm Christine Sedelko.
And I am Chris Clemens.
And this is our podcast.
On the podcast, we are just trying to learn more about people, places, and things.
Personally, I want to learn more about adjectives, adverbs, and nouns.
See, I'm more of a preposition guy. Wait, we're making this sound like a podcast about grammar.
Basically, we interview people that we find interesting and want to learn more about, and hopefully you want to learn more about them too. And Don't Mess is a CastBox original produced alongside Studio 71. CastBox, if you haven't heard of it, is a podcast app available on iOS and Android. It's one of the fastest growing apps for podcasts on the market, and you can listen to Don't Mess on your other podcast platforms, but I hope that you give CastBox a try. I think it's a really great app. You can find all of your favorite podcasts on there, including, hopefully, mine. Don't mess.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Don't Mess, the podcast that
won't
is still
die.
Here.
Just will not die.
I am Chris Clemens.
I am Chris Clemens' assistant. I'm Christine, and we have a special guest. It's my mother.
Hello.
I'm so excited about
Pamela
this.
Sedelko, born 1960 in Rapid City, South Dakota, to Forrest and Eva Thompson.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
Don't give him my social security number.
I don't know it. I barely know mine.
She already gave that. It was two episodes ago.
Oh, yeah. That's why.
So people have to keep listening.
Your identity is exactly. I give them one digit every episode, and then they win a prize at the end.
Oh, my God. Our retention rate would be great.
Retention? Attention? Pay attention to me.
Hello. That sounded like a line from Hamilton.
Pay attention.
Attention. Attention.
Shout out Gabby Hanna.
Oh,
you roast yourself.
Oh, pay attention to me. Oh my God.
Oh, no, you don't. Whoa.
Today, we thought it would be fun to just have Christine's mom just be the, what is it, the official?
Host.
Oh, the host.
Yeah.
I don't know how game shows work.
Well,
but
we're hosts, but she's a host.
I'm an Uber host.
Uber, did you? He drove us here.
Yeah. He drove us here.
Yeah, I drove us here.
But yeah, we're going to be playing Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Because as you have probably seen, or no, heard.
I dropped out of college, so my mom could retire a year early.
I'm so proud.
You're such a giver.
I'm such a giver.
Yeah, and you seem like you were into that idea of retiring
retirement?
Early.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
So we're about to prove to you how much money you wasted.
So yeah, we're just going to literally hop right in, I guess.
Yeah, my mom's Jeff Foxworthy. Here
how
we go.
How are we going to do this? Are we going to have to like buzz in first, or
oh,
is it the first
wait,
to like...
can we use that as a buzzer?
Do we have two of those lights, Mark?
Can we go back in time
no,
and prepare?
We don't.
Okay.
No, oh. Whoever hits this first, this light in the middle of the table.
Okay, whoever puts their hand gently on it first. I'm going to take my rings off.
On the glowing globe.
On the, okay.
Okay. All right. Are we ready?
Yes,
and
we are ready. Our hands are on the table.
Okay, so we're starting with first grade questions.
Okay. Ms. Zurich, who's your first grade teacher?
Mrs. Thompson, Ms. Tominak? I don't remember.
Okay.
They're probably not listening.
They're probably dead.
She honestly did not like me and, quite frankly, didn't care for her.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
So then let's go on.
You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, we're psychoanalyzing this. Okay, the first question is, the first Thanksgiving was celebrated by Native Americans and what other group of people?
Pilgrims. That doesn't count because
you did see that
I
one.
Pulled these questions up on my phone and I was like, I didn't
Pilgrims.
See.
Pilgrims.
All right.
So that was a practice.
Okay. So we're still
Protestants.
We're still 0-0.
Anglo-Saxon wasps.
Yeah, 0-0.
All right. So here's one that Chris has not seen.
Okay.
So from which country did Mexico gain its independence
Spain.
In the 19th century? Christine Sedelko,
okay,
you
I was
got
gonna,
that one.
Good for you.
I'm
that
so
was
proud.
Fast.
That's
okay.
So easy. I'm so smarter than a first grader.
All right. Here we go.
I like
next
there and
one.
I was like,
okay.
Who invented the light bulb? And oh, boy.
Thomas Edison.
Nikola Tesla. No.
See? Chris gets that
oh,
one.
Oh, I guess he
Thomas
invented the light bulb.
Edison.
Yeah.
You've been watching too many documentaries.
I watched that Nikola Tesla documentary.
Dude, when you...
What is it? Oh, fair. Okay.
Okay. All right. Next one. Are you ready? What language is the most widely spoken in South America?
Spanish.
Very good. Okay, I was
gonna. Portuguese.
In my defense, I also knew it was Spanish.
Yeah, no,
I
we just know. Yeah, I just couldn't
that
get
we,
the. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
So you're, basically, anything that has to do with Spain or Spanish or it, any kind of Latin American thing,
mm-hmm, Latin,
you got it.
Spain, Spanish,
yeah.
got it.
All right.
Oh, we should have gotten whiteboards, because then we could. Yeah, wow, we really should have prepared. But oh well, maybe after the break.
All right, this is the last question for the first grade section.
Okay.
Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin were the first two men to in the entire world to do what?
Land on the moon.
Moon.
What on the moon?
He asked before even the question.
Well, I thought it was going to be, are they're astronauts? But it's,
so
yeah.
So you go, were the first people to do what? Astronauts.
Well, technically, what did
go
they do?
Go to space
well,
and land on the moon.
They first landed stepped on the
moon. Oh, put the flag.
Flag.
Yes, it's...
Walk on the moon.
Walk.
Right.
Oh, they were
okay.
the first to walk on
they were
the moon?
First to walk on the moon.
Technicalities. Fuck first grade. Let's
yeah,
go to second grade.
I think they
grade.
Probably were the first to land, too. So,
yeah.
you know.
That's.
What about that Russian monkey?
Oh, true.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh. Didn't the Russians go to the moon first?
I don't know. Sputnik is a word that I think is involved in that.
The it's Sputnik part was of a the satellite.
Oh, okay.
Well, all right, moving on.
Second grade.
Second grade. Oh,
this,
boy,
this
the pressure
is
there.
This is big money.
Oh, boy, this one.
All right, we took a quick break to go get paper so that we could write our answers and then show them, so... That's what you've missed on Glee. we're in second grade now, though.
Yeah.
That's the update.
Second graders.
What, well, Miss Myatt?
Miss Stapleford?
Miss Myatt told her she'd never get a husband because she had coffee breath.
Miss Stapleford made us do the times test, and if we did all 12, we got a giant baked cookie that she made for us. They were bomb.
My story is better.
Was
well,
the last
tell
to
you,
get mine.
I'll tell you my story is we got to know many, many of Christine's teachers.
Oh,
because I was an honor roll student, and they always congratulated
yeah.
them on their magnificent parenting.
Our yes. moms need to meet, because okay. my mom also knew all of my teachers very well,
oh.
cell phone numbers included.
Well, the principal and
yep.
us, we were like this.
Oh, yeah? Uh-huh. Oh, my God,
okay.
I really...
Just ask the questions.
All right, moving on. Okay, so this is one that's not working so well, so we'll see. What are the three branches of the United States government?
Fuck, I have two of them.
All right.
Wait.
How much time should I give them?
I got it. I got all three.
Okay.
The last one I think is so wrong.
Okay. I think one of mine is wrong, but I have three on
read
a piece
them
of paper.
To me.
Okay.
Executive.
Okay.
Judicial.
Uh huh.
Legislative.
You got it.
Oh! I couldn't remember the word for executive. I wrote federal.
Oh.
I literally, I knew
couldn't.
It was wrong too. I just couldn't get it in my head. Like,
think
I knew what
of
it meant.
The word legislation.
Yeah, this is, oh 2 years of political science.
Three years of political science.
It was the fourth one that you were missing.
Hey, it's right. Yeah, that's when we learn about the last one.
All right, you guys. Ready for this one?
Mm. Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to give you all day to answer
Shut
it,
up.
Okay?
Okay, well, it takes a lot longer
he
to
can
write
cut
now.
It.
Okay. Which war was fought between the North and South regions of the United States?
Oh, my God. Civil War.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine.
Got
that was
that.
An easy
that
one.
That was really easy.
Okay. Italy, Japan, and Germany's alliance was called what during the World War II?
Shit.
I know.
My mom was just talking
Maybe
about...
Maybe you should have watched World War II in color with me instead of making fun of me. Because I know this.
You really... I should have.
Italy, Japan, and Germany.
Don't give... Shut up.
Is it the Triple Entente?
No.
Oh.
It's
but that sounds so sophisticated.
It does.
Axis powers.
Axis of evil.
Oh, well, whatever. Axis.
No,
they call them
no.
Axis.
No.
Mom, shut up. It's right.
No.
Shut
no,
up.
No, no,
it's
no.
right.
It's not right.
Yes, the Axis powers is another word for it. You don't have to read exactly.
Okay, young lady.
It's a website.
Settle down.
You'll kill
okay.
you all.
Suddenly, are you smarter than when a fifth grader turned into
so
family feud? Feud. I always
all
fuck right. up the word feud. I always say family food.
Feudalism. Feudalism. Serfs. Serfs.
Feudalism.
The Russian Revolution.
Ugh. All right. So mad I got
what
that.
City was
That's
the
a second
first
grade question,
to...
by the way. What? That is not
a... Yeah, do we learn about the World War II in second grade?
That I would like a recount, please. That is... I don't know.
That's fourth, at least.
This is an interesting...
I didn't even know cursive.
Actually, these all are kind of interesting, because why would a second grader know the Axis of Evil?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Also, I don't think I've ever...
Otherwise known as the Axis Powers.
I think I knew Axis Powers. I don't think I've ever heard Axis of Evil.
Austin Powers,
that sounds like a fucking like a Marvel spinoff. Axis of Power Evil.
Okay, so let's just assume that this is like really, really advanced, gifted second grade.
Okay.
Okay.
Second grade going on eighth.
What are they called? Not mercenary school.
Mensa or no. Montessori.
Montessori. Yeah.
Okay, this is Montessori second graders.
The nunnery.
Missionary.
Oh my God, we suck.
Yeah.
Okay, next one?
Yeah.
Okay, what city was the first to be attacked by an atomic bomb?
Oh,
city? First? I know the two of them.
First city.
God, I feel like this is going to make me look really stupid. I said Hiroshima.
Ah, you guys are both right.
Yes. Nagasaki was second?
Yeah, yep. That's... Okay.
But I guess because they always say Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Yeah.
Wow, great job.
Both of you, all
we
right.
We remember just devastation.
All right, last one.
Who was the head of the program?
Lyndon B. Johnson.
Oppenheimer.
Oh.
Where did they build it? Under the football stadium at University of Chicago.
Oh my God, really?
Yep.
Which
I loved that
which
sound
later
effect.
Became
I want that as like
Argonne
a text.
National Laboratory.
Argonne National Laboratory, founded by, first is Enrico Fermi.
Boy, aren't we good.
We know stuff that only has to do with our lives. That's what
we're going. All right. What are the first 10 amendments to the Constitution called?
Oh.
Bill of Rights.
Yes.
Bill of Rights.
Yes.
I wrote B-O-R.
I'm so
and
proud.
I was bored. Like, Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly.
I'm so proud of you millennials.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, my God. At Thanksgiving, I finally learned what the difference between, like, millennials and, like, Gen X and all of that is.
Oh, that's really dumb.
Yeah, really stupid. I don't know why I even mentioned that. But anyway, just wanted to assert some knowledge. Yeah.
Yes. B-O-R.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Now we're moving on to third grade.
Okay.
Montessori third grade.
Okay. My third grade teacher, Miss Lopez.
Mrs. Hall.
Fun fact, Miss Lopez, in my first grade year, took me to the principal because I called a kid a bitch at recess because he picked me last, and I thought we were friends.
You actually did pretty good in third grade because you liked Mrs. Hall.
Yeah, but in first grade, she was my kindergarten teacher too, and she took me to the principal.
Oh my gosh, both of our third grade teachers took us to the principals in a prior grade.
Uh-huh. We spent a lot of time there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's for another episode.
Yeah. Third grade, what type of leather beginning with letter Q... What kind of feather?
Oh, feather.
Oh.
What kind of feather, beginning with the letter Q, did people write with during the Middle Ages?
Okay, so I have, like, I don't know what the correct word is. Quail?
No, quill.
Quill.
But then I said quill because I didn't know if they were asking for, like, the bird it came from.
Does a quill come from a quail?
No.
But that's what I'm saying is I know it's called a quill, but I didn't know if they were asking for what feather.
Uh-huh.
Like, but it's not, a quill is not a quail feather.
Exactly, which is why I put both, because I was like, these are two different.
Which is why I put the wrong answer and the right answer.
Oh, yeah, I get what you're saying. That's wrong. Okay.
Yeah, but you got it right, because you said quill.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just doesn't
come from a quail.
Yeah, no, gotcha. I didn't think it did, but mm-hmm. I just, for some reason, the Q. Because
feather, bird, Q, quail.
The Q, uh-huh. Yeah, I just was
but
doing a lot
could.
Of a word association.
All right, started with Q. It's good. Julius Caesar was the emperor of what empire?
Oh, my God.
But, like, that feels like an appropriate third grade, doesn't
yeah.
it? Rome?
Rome.
Yeah.
The Ottoman
Empire. The Roman Empire,
I took
actually.
6 years of Latin,
well,
so
whatever,
thank God
Mom.
That finally
the
is
Ramen.
Shining through.
Okay. What is Rosa Parks most famous for?
Oh, God.
I know. These are easier than the second grade questions.
Yeah, it's like, wow, they're really giving us a...
I don't know how to word it. Not sitting in back of a bus.
No, no. Oh,
Civil rights. I don't know what they want from that.
Yeah, it's the refusing to give
yeah.
up her seat. Yeah.
Okay.
It's too long to write anyway.
Yeah, not moving to the back of the bus.
All right. Got two more here in the third grade. The first fireworks were invented in the 7th century from what country? God, these aren't easy.
Wait, what?
Which country invented fireworks, the first invented them?
I have it.
Oh.
Maybe count off so we show. Ready?
All right, one, two, three. China?
Yes, China.
China.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Wow, wow, wow.
I know really? That because of Mulan.
I was literally, that is why I was, I was like, they just seem to have their shit together.
She knows in everything from Disney movies.
In the fireworks department.
Mm. Oh, she knows early American Who settlers from
corn?
Pocahontas. That was one of her favorite ones. Grandmother Willow.
Grandmother Willow. Hey, hey, Noctura.
That was one of my
favorite
movies.
You will understand. Anyway. Love that movie. Okay.
Okay, name the American president on the half dollar coin who was assassinated in 1963.
Oh.
I was 3 years old.
No one cares.
1963.
Someone would laugh. It was a joke. Okay. Now it seems serious.
I said JFK.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where was he shot?
God. In the head.
No, I meant in what city? But you're right.
Oh, I was like, don't we all know the answer to that? Do we really have to give the details? Wow, thank God you said the year because...
Yeah.
Or not the year, the assassination, because I was like, well, there's two of them, and I don't think Abraham Lincoln was alive in the 60s.
Where was Lincoln shot?
In the theater.
In the theater.
Literally,
so
almost,
do you know where JFK was shot?
In a parade.
No, what city?
Oh, a lot of technicalities here.
Nope, just asking for the city.
Texas?
That is a state.
Oh, city, Houston.
Dallas. You knew mostly.
I really knew more than I thought.
Good.
Oh, boy.
Wow, this is really, I can't believe this is being recorded. Yeah. This is more.
We're in a time capsule, 1,000 years from now.
Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, we're getting to fifth grade, baby.
We're up to fourth grade now.
We also haven't been
keeping
track, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We're both pretty dumb.
All right, so we're going to take, before we hit the fourth and fifth grade department, we are going to take a quick ad break, so stay tuned and see if we actually graduate to, I don't know, go to middle school. A big thank you to Sunbasket for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. For us, eating healthy is super important, and Sunbasket offers 18 quick, healthy recipes every week, including paleo, gluten-free, vegan, and calorie-conscious options, and they're all delivered to your door with organic produce and clean ingredients, so you don't have to worry about all the details, and eating right is never a chore.
Clean, busy, chore, food, good, healthy, Sunbasket.
That was so beautiful.
Sunbasket makes it easy and convenient to cook healthy, delicious meals at home, no matter how much experience you have in the kitchen.
Which
I know mine is little to none. How about you, Chris?
Mine is medium to a lot.
Medium rare, would you say?
Now you can get more options than ever. All you have to do is go to the Sunbasket app and pick from 18 weekly recipes. You can easily cook dishes like Buddha bowls with braised tofu, soba noodles, and cashew lime dressing. And Christina and I actually made this the other night. We had a little, you know, a cute little Friendsgiving that was after Thanksgiving.
Oh, I thought it was a date. I'm in love with you. Are you not feeling the same?
Oh, I don't know, but I felt the love over that meal.
There are paleo, gluten-free, lean and clean, vegan, Mediterranean, and family options.
Along with more. Yeah, it's crazy.
More than that.
The amount of options they have is breathtaking.
A lot.
Sunbasket works with the best farms and suppliers to bring you fresh and organic produce and reasonably raised meats and seafood. And another bonus is that everything is pre-measured and delivered right to your door, so you can be eating healthy and delicious meals on the table in as little as 15 minutes.
I eat on the couch. Is that okay, Papa? Please, just tonight?
Yes, I'll let you.
Just tonight.
With Sunbasket, there is something for everyone, so you can be your kind of healthy.
Sunbasket is giving our listeners $35 off your first order. All you have to do is go to sunbasket.com/mess, M-E-S-S, today to learn more.
That's sunbasket.com/mess for $35 off. One more time.
Do you want to say it together?
Oh my God, okay, ready?
Okay.
sunbasket.com/mess. Oh, damn it.
Damn it. M-E-S-S.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Alrighty, we're back, and we, I believe, are in fourth grade. Is that correct?
We are in fourth grade now, and so what were your teachers?
Mrs. Schneider.
Mrs. Roach.
Her husband used to bring her Portillo's to the window of our classroom every day, and he looked like John Goodman.
You've told me that, and that's incredible. I still have yet to have Portillo's.
You haven't lived.
I don't feel like I have, so.
I'll bring him to Phoenix, and we'll take him to the Portillo's there.
I'll tog high him. All right, let's go.
Okay. Fourth grade. All right, what ancient civilization built the Machu Picchu complex in Peru?
Oh, fuck. Okay, I just went with my gut. 1, 2, 3. Inca?
Yeah. Oh, Chris got that.
Inca, cool.
Inca.
I only know two, so Inca or Maya, and I was like, oh,
Inca, Maya, or Santa Maria. Oh, no.
Mesopotamia. Ancient Mesopotamia.
Oh, my God. Those are Christopher Columbus Crimea. Racist ships.
Pangea.
This random geography.
Pangea.
Great Wall of China for 4,000.
Panama Canal.
All right.
Okay.
Shush. The ancient Egyptian writing system was called what?
I don't know how to spell this shit.
We should get extra points if we spell it right. I mean, I don't think that I did either.
Hieroglyphics.
Oh, let me see who got closest.
How do you spell it?
It's H-E-I-E.
I didn't know. Ooh, R-O. He said, okay, I sound like a literal child, a literal fourth grader. I'm like, he put me on the swing and I had already written my word when he had called for extra points for
spelling,
and I was just writing really, really quick to save time, and knowingly probably spelled it wrong. So
enough with the excuses. How bad is it?
I demand a recall.
Okay, all right. You'll get a sticker, so don't worry about it.
Yes.
Okay. From whom did the United States buy territory in the Louisiana Purchase? Specifically, a person.
Oh, wait, it's a person?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Shit.
Wait, who bought it?
Who did we buy it from?
We have to name a
Jefferson
person.
Jefferson.
I know Jefferson bought it.
I was going to say Jefferson.
From a specific person in a country that I think he led.
I know the country, I think.
Okay. Who might have been the leader of that country?
All right, I have mine.
Okay.
Hold on. It was 1803, right?
I don't know.
It doesn't say, but you would know because you've got a history mind.
Yeah.
But I can't think of who led the country that I may or may not be right.
All right, this seems like there's some biasing just because it's your mom as the host.
Hold on.
I'm gonna stick my neck out there.
Okay. Hold on. Nepotism for sure. Hold on. All right, whatever, I give up.
Okay, what do you think?
France?
Bonaparte?
French, yes.
Wait, I thought we had to give
Napoleon.
The person.
I couldn't remember when Napoleon's reign was. Because I was thinking 1803, because I'm reading that book about the Russian Revolution, like the Tsar, and like how it was in the early 1900s, and it was like, 100 years ago, Napoleon, but I got mixed up because 18 is before 19.
Okay, fine, Christy.
Cool.
Mm, okay.
So neither of us got that.
Well, I got a half right.
Well, I knew it was the French also.
Yeah.
True, so we both got a half right.
Yeah.
But he got it wrong because I didn't even attempt to do that.
No stickers for you.
I don't get stickers for the right ones. I know you don't have stickers.
We can go get some. All right. Who wrote the national anthem of the United States of America?
I know this because I always request it at karaoke.
I know this because it was really close in Baltimore to my house.
All right.
1, 2, 3.
Francis Scott Key.
Yeah.
Very good.
I love that we're getting so excited that we get these right, but it's like we really should be getting them right.
Yeah. All right.
This is like applauding us for when we do like the basics. We're like, we did it.
Yeah.
Oh, this one is so easy too. The Battle of Gettysburg was fought in which war?
Oh my God. Can we just say it?
1, 2, 3. Civil War.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You guys have graduated.
I had a field trip to Gettysburg.
I read a book about a guy who went to Gettysburg, like, and every time he smelled oranges, he saw a ghost.
Oh, that's
weird. Young adult fiction is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's actually really fascinating.
You know,
Gettysburg
what's
is really
adult
cool.
Adult fiction.
They went to Gettysburg on an episode of The Office that I watched.
Oh my God.
On Netflix.
Oh my God. They went to Gettysburg in the Friends episode I watched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I've never seen Friends.
So, do you guys realize now that you have graduated all the way to fifth grade?
Wow. I didn't think we would do it.
It's a real honor just to be nominated.
I think you're up to the challenge, though.
All right.
I will say, though, those fourth grade questions, it's like second grade, they really grilled us.
You know, it's all a blur.
Like
they say it's the best years of your life, but they just flew by.
I hate you.
Yeah. They didn't
cue
for me.
The vitamin C graduation song. Oh my god, I used to play that out loud and cry. Just I was such an emo bitch. It's crazy. I would play that.
Yeah, I was not.
Anyway, ooh.
All right.
Fifth grade.
Fifth grade.
Wait, who was my teacher?
Oh shit. Oh, Miss Racy. She gave me lots of Nancy Drew video games that I never returned.
Mrs. Graham? No. Yeah, maybe Miss Graham.
Oh my god, that's when we learned about the Civil War, where I got to be Robert E. Lee in the in the reenactment.
Oh my god, I really forgot fifth grade teachers.
And Zach Parrick was Ulysses S. Grant. Yeah, I don't know why I remember that.
And didn't you win?
Yeah, we did like marching and whatever, yeah.
The South won in your version.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Very serious here now. What was, says, this is what it says actually, verbatim. The what was the name of the last queen of France? The what?
Oh, the
somebody,
last?
I think a fifth grader actually wrote these. What was the name of the last queen of France?
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I can't even name France.
I don't even know if I can name a queen of France.
I know. I was like, okay, I'm gonna guess. England has like Elizabeth.
All right, can I give you a hint?
Sure.
Let them eat cake.
Oh.
Oh.
I didn't know she was a queen.
I didn't either.
I don't like Kristen Dunst, so I never saw the movie. Marie Antoinette.
Yeah. Fuck!
Catherine the Great? Catherine the Great, wasn't she queen of Russia?
I don't know. I think
so. Yeah, she was queen of Russia.
Fuck.
She was Peter the Great's daughter.
I forgot Marie Antoinette was a person.
Yeah. I didn't know she was a queen.
I didn't know she was a queen.
I should only get half points, even though we're not keeping track.
Yeah. Okay. We're still very adamant about the points, though.
Yes, this is the way I play golf. We just don't keep score.
Yeah.
All right, the region known as the Fertile Crescent.
Oh.
And don't get weird with me here.
Yeah.
It's located in present day where?
All right.
It's a general region. It's not a country. The Fertile Crescent.
I remember it.
I'm embarrassed to say that.
Why?
Wait, are we saying continent?
You can't even say the word fertile. Is the word fertile or crescent?
It's fertile.
Or is it the combination?
It's both.
If it was just fertile, you'd be okay.
No, I would. It's the fertile crescent.
Fertile crescent.
I mean, I'm
that
not,
sounds dirty. It kind of does.
It
actually.
Does. I don't. Yeah.
I'm just surprised you're the one that brought it up. I'm enamored right now. I agree.
Like,
you're enamored with my mom's fertile crescent.
Okay. God,
see,
damn.
This is what I didn't want
her
you to do.
Fertile no, Pillsbury this, crescent roll.
Oh my, it's a
oh
region.
Oh my god! That somehow made it worse. Fertile crescent.
Oh,
like, a region. It's not a continent. It's not a country. But it's like a geographical region.
Okay.
Oh shit! I don't really know.
I said Mediterranean.
I said Egypt, the Nile. I know it's in Egypt.
All right, well, it's Middle East.
Oh, really? I thought it was in Egypt. The fertile.
I was going to say, like, North Africa.
Yeah.
Oh, was it in Egypt? Oh, I guess Egypt was a lot bigger back then.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so we both suck.
Oh, my goodness. Here's one that's going to be. You might get this one.
I honestly thought the Fertile Crescent was a biblical reference.
I mean, Egypt.
Well, it might have been, actually, because back in the very, very early days.
I don't think I ever heard about it in Sunday school.
Like, planting, not like people have lots of babies.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the ground is sort of, definitely that far ahead. Yeah. I'm just not all the way ahead.
It's amazing to think that region was like, you know, the place to be. It was all the culture was there.
It was a hot spot.
It was happening. Oh, everybody.
It was the smoking hot spot.
Discoteca.
All right. Next one is, I think you might get this one.
I love these prefaces.
The modern day city of Istanbul.
Of Instagram.
Instagram.
We're familiar.
Was known by what name in the 13th century?
Istanbul?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Spelling is for sure off.
Okay.
Are you cheating?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I thought you whispered something and you said, yeah. That's just my paranoia.
I see my suspicions are correct. It's so wrong.
Well, just blurt it out.
I just said Turkey. I said
Constantinople.
Very good.
Oh, yeah, Istanbul to Constantinople.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
Wow. Damn. I just got a high that you could not smoke. Wow.
I was right. 50%, I said.
Wow.
One out of two, got it.
And as fifth graders know, one out of two is half, which is 0.5. Anyway.
Yeah. Reduce your fractions.
We're not doing math, right, Christine?
Yeah.
Okay, The next one is the French and Indian War, which began in 1720.
Yeah, that was a question. Oh my God, that was a question on a quiz. My dopey ass history teacher in middle school gave. Oh my literally, God. The French and Indian War was fought between who?
Oh my God.
I was
the
like,
Franco-Prussian War. Okay.
Okay, well, the whole, it's a long anyway, question. Sorry, which began excited. In 1754, became the North American theater of this worldwide war that lasted from 1756 to 1763.
Is this an essay
Wait,
question
what's
or
the
what?
Question?
It lasted from 1756 to 1763. What was the name of the war?
Can Wait, you say the
dates again?
Say
the whole again? Question again?
Yeah.
Okay. The French and Indian War.
The real trick is like, are you
Not
smarter?
Talking in front.
Well, that and
to
also,
the question
yeah,
is the trick.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll
is
read
the
entire question the if you guys
question.
Just be quiet.
Okay. Right. Yes, Ms. Sidelko.
All right. The French and Indian War, which began in 1754. Began in 1754.
Shut up.
Became the North American theater of this worldwide war that lasted from 1756 to 1763.
I still do not even understand the worldwide theater. What does that mean?
I'm like Shakespeare.
It's like the war was worldwide is what it means.
Which war? The one
the one I'm asking you
Wait,
about.
So what does it have to do with the French and Indian War?
I'm bolting in such
it's
a big
French
fart. I can't even handle
war, which
this.
Began, became the North American theater. So it was like a wider war, and it's the North American part was the French Indian War. What was the larger war? Look at her.
I have
She's
I
like angry with
I'm
me.
I'm so lost.
I can't
even
understand
the question.
The question.
You started reading it. You know, in 30 Rock, when Jenna's sitting there listening to Kenneth, and she's like, you are so good. You are so good at listening. Like, literally, you start the French in it, and I was like, oh, my God. I Chris, you already stopped.
Actually skip it. Your eyes roll back in your head.
I was like, do a listening face, Chris. You're staring at her.
Just read the answer.
Well, I was trying to give you the biggest hint. It was the Seven-Year War. So I was giving
the Cold
away.
War.
1756 through.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Uh-oh, you need to give me your
face.
Give me your face.
to unlock the phone.
Never fucking works.
All right.
Okay. Oh, it's called the 7-Year War.
It's called the 7-Year War.
Seven years war.
So, wow, that was a really anticlimactic. Was that the last question?
No, you got one more.
Oh,
So wow. Let's make this one good.
Jesus, oh, God.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you probably won't get this one.
Thanks for that.
I wouldn't have gotten it. In which decade did Hong Kong revert from British rule?
Oh, my God. Decade?
Yeah. In what decade?
Down to 10 years?
Yeah.
I don't even know what century.
80s.
Oh, no.
No.
Close.
70s?
No.
90s.
90s.
Shit.
Really? Yeah. It didn't happen that long ago.
Yeah.
I remember
all of that is so recent, I feel.
Yeah.
Compared to like.
Well, that was kind of anticlimactic then.
Well,
because
climatic.
Climatic. It was anticlimactic.
It was inclement weather.
Wow. So overall, we're
smarter than a first grader, maybe a second grader.
I don't
about
know.
About as smart as a third grader.
Yeah.
And dumber than a fourth and fifth grader.
No, right? I thought we did fourth grade pretty well.
I don't remember which
fifth
was
grade
which.
Was a doozy.
We're definitely not smarter than a fifth grader.
No. A fourth grader, I'd
grab
say.
Grab a pencil and a piece of paper.
I'd say we are,
but not
seeing
a second
as how we're
grader.
Having trouble remembering which one we are is kind of proving, are we even smarter than a kindergartner?
Yeah, I can confidently say I'm smarter than a kindergartner.
Okay, same.
I'm smarter than a first grader. My niece is in first grade, and she's an idiot.
Sounds like it.
I'm kidding.
So you guys actually, I think, did the best on the third grade stuff.
Cool.
Oh,
so we're as smart.
I'd say
okay.
Third graders is
we're
pretty
third
close.
Graders.
Well,
Miss Hall.
Well, Miss Lopez.
Everything you taught me, haven't learned anything else since then.
Yeah,
so,
I peaked in third
you're
grade.
You're so good, no one could come after you. Nobody does it better. Carly Simon.
Nobody does it better. Well, that is today's episode. Did you guys play along? And if so, are you smarter than a third grader? Because
I'm definitely not smarter than, like, a Finnish. Don't they have really good education in the...
Oh, like Sweden? I was like, where are you going with this?
Where are you going with this? Finnish school?
Finishing school?
Yeah.
I
was like,
to go to finishing school.
A Finnish third grader, I don't
You're crying. You have tears in your eyes.
She's just so proud of you.
You have tears in your eyes.
I'm so proud of you.
Why are you be tearing up?
Because it's her third grade graduation.
I guess your eyes are just so radiant.
They are.
Sparkling.
They're,
it looks
they're
like
glowing.
You're crying.
Well, it's probably
you
allergies.
Do have very wet eyes.
You have very moist eyeballs. Your corneas are so moist.
Why, thank you.
Does it run in your family?
My elbows are dry.
You're so sweet.
Oh, is Hereditary. That Hereditary? Funny.
Anyway.
And if you guys enjoyed Transmission. This, shutting sure down to... now.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal. Play me a song.
What?
There's a baby floating in space and an old man in a white room. Stanley Kubrick.
Kubrick.
And Transmission.
If you guys enjoyed this, make sure to stay tuned for next week and be sure to follow us on social media. I'm Chris Clemens on Twitter and Instagram.
I want to talk about Janis Joplin next.
Let's do it. Let's just bring our computers in and we just...
Can we go as Janis Joplin and Bobby McGee?
Sure.
Okay, cool. I'm Christine. Sure. Bye. Don't mess. Don't mess.